entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Do you watch any WrestleMania? Oh, by the way, coming to you live from the UFC Apex, action-packed week. We drove out to Death Valley. I tried to leave Steve. Forgot him twice.
Still alive.
But he's still alive. Matt, did you watch any WrestleMania?
No, I didn't. You know, we talked about this in the past. I'm friends with the wrestlers that I know locally. I respect what they do. But I don't really follow any of the storylines. Like, I'm not a wrestling fan. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I know that it's scripted. Maybe it goes back to that UFC statement you said about the reason you loved following it so much was because it was real and it was like authentic. So I don't know if it's the same kind of thing that I have, because I don't feel like my internal integrity is like as high as yours. I mean, maybe yours is from a formal military training or a different father, a different, you know, environment. But I do feel the same way. Like, maybe wrestling is just because it's not real. I can't really buy into it.
It is real. It's scripted, but it is real. Yeah. And what I try to tell people that say kind of what you said, and I understand what you said. You maybe didn't say it properly, but I understand what you said. You still don't know who's going to win, even though it's scripted. On the same line, you watch a TV show. You don't know how it's going to end. You know, do they catch the bad guy? It's entertainment. And that's why, and from what I was told, you know, Vince changed it to, you know, entertainment, and Triple H is bringing it back to professional wrestling. And the words were used a little over the weekend, and I think it might have been used Monday night as well. I enjoy and it's not the storyline, because I don't get the storyline, just like I didn't get what lyrics were in music. You know, that Cody Rhodes took forever to get to win a title. And, you know, I don't get that, but I enjoy the mic work. I enjoy when they can come off, even though a lot of it is practiced, you know, because, again, it's scripted. But a lot of times they're just told, you know, some bits, you know, some bullet points. And then just converse back and forth. From what I understand, there was a couple mistakes, you know, in the Cody match, and how Cody and Roman Reigns, whatever their real names are, and Cody may be his real name, I don't know. But they were able to adjust on the fly. And to be honest, no, I'm going to lie. One of my favorite to watch is Logan Paul.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who just came out of basically nowhere, you know, and has taken everything by storm. We already knew his mic work, you know, A, from TV, A, from, you know, him and his brother, and, you know, what they do on the mic, you know, on the boxing and stuff. But it's entertainment. You have to look at it as such. It's entertainment. No, it's not real. No, it's not script. It's scripted. It is real. Now you got me flustered. But I enjoyed. There was some fun stuff. You know, the main event was cool. How they brought out, like, you know, 6 or 8 old timers, you know, that would go and do something. Then the next old timer, and then The Rock standing there, and all of a sudden the Undertaker standing behind them. And you wouldn't get this, but Seth Rollins, you know, lost his title. I believe he's injured. He needs some surgery. He's going to, you know, him and Becky are going to go spend some time. But after he lost, then he comes back the next night. And when they had this little shtick, you know, one Uso came out, the other one came out, you know, Rock came out, the Undertaker came out. Well, Seth Rollins came out in his Shield character from back in the day, which you probably don't know about the Shield.
Right.
It was Roman Reigns, it was Seth Rollins, and it was Dean Ambrose. And they would always come out of the stands, and, you know, how I've always told you, I like this trash talker, but I don't like that one.
Right.
You know, I don't like this bloodline and all that. But basically, that was the bloodline. It was back then. It was Roman Reigns, it was Dean Ambrose, and it was Seth Rollins, you know, and they came, and they were heels, and, you know, but you have to look at it as entertainment.
Okay.
It's not a sport. It's entertainment.
I feel like because I've never seen it live, maybe that's why I don't have like a personal connection to the storyline. I mean, I think that's probably after my experience last week with BYB, I think I should just go to a wrestling event and just experience it as a fan, you know, and just
take it
in for what it is, the production and the lights and the storytelling and the way it makes you feel. I mean, that's why you go to live shows. It's because it triggers like an emotional connection internally.
I agree with all of that. You won't necessarily get into the storylines because you don't know the storylines. But I don't think you need to. You'll get caught up in it. And that's why, you know, my son and my favorite event is the Royal Rumble. Just because you can get caught up in the crowd, you hear that noise, you hear that music, you know who it is instantly. They're running into the ring. They do their little shtick. You know, a minute and a half later, you hear that music. So it's always something new. But no, I get what you're saying. If you haven't seen it live, hence your original comments about Power Slap, everybody else's original statements about Power Slap. And then when I told everybody, I went to that first one, I believe it was Power Slap 3, and experienced it live, totally different. You know, I wasn't necessarily dead against it, but I wasn't really on board. You have to go to these things live and get caught up in. You hear the sounds, you see the athletes, you get caught up in it. So yeah, you definitely do need to do that. Do as I say, not as I do. How's that?
Yeah, that's good though. I mean, that's I think hockey has the same issue. You know, I think watching a game live, seeing the shift changes, things happening away from the puck, the action is so great when you're there, where you don't get to capture that all on TV.
Yeah, because you don't see it. You don't see it. You'll see the puck in the corner, but right, you don't see, you know, the fight that started behind the goal or the goalie that just took his stick and crashed somebody's skull with it, you know, or whatever. You know, and the same with baseball. You know, anytime you watch it, yeah, they have more than one camera, but there's a lot of things going on. And you know my stance on baseball, but, you know, you just see somebody moving over and you're like, that's interesting. And then the ground ball goes right where he's now moved. You know, and that's all from preparation and scouting and things that you don't really get to grasp. You know, same with the fights. Same with what we're going to see, you know, this weekend. You know, watching the whole thing. You watch, case in point, you know, yeah, you got to see it because they had it on TV. But anybody that was close enough when Leon Edwards beat Kamaru Usman, you know, where everybody gave up. Everybody, even he gave up. And his coach and what he said and how he motivated him to get back in there and do what he did, you know, you have to experience that. And from the total sad portion, you know, I've been fortunate / unfortunate enough to be in the media section when some of these devastating injuries have happened.
Yeah.
And it just sticks with you, but you can't grasp what just happened watching it on TV. Tim Sylvia snapping his arm, Anderson Silva. Weidman, you know, all of those so different when you're, you know, they're spoiled in live.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the coaches part, you know, about how Rocky had quit and his coach really dug him out from the depths of, you know, despair. You know, I believe that there's an internal coach. I think when you get so deep into deep waters, as they say in the combat world, when you're in that sympathetic response, you're not listening for audio. I mean, initially, all your vision goes to your opponent. Your audio goes to your corner for trust and instruction because you have that built up relationship. But in that fifth round, like there's an internal coach that you have to tap into that comes from training sympathetically, for example, with the GNAT. Like those things are accessible. Your coach, the voice and the resonation of his tone and his, and the, you know, intensity of his sound, that can definitely work in the early stages of the fight. But I think there's a subconscious coach deep inside that Rocky tapped into and made him a world champion. And we got to see it live. And you're right. Seeing it firsthand is way different than watching it on TV.
Crazy how that happens. So all you have to do is go to Ticketmaster or go to any ticket broker. Buy some tickets for UFC 300. Try to get in the 100 level. Try to get in the floor.
That's actually a great place to sit. I mean, you know, we've been in media a long time, and we don't see great. You can't see on the other side of the octagon. You can't see between the post or the cameraman standing there getting the angle over the top. So a lot of times, and I know we saw, I think it was Dan Severin, wasn't it? Was it Dan Severin or?
It was Dan Severin.
That was in the front row, and Dan he was Severin. Upset that he wasn't down in the media. Right, but that was the best seat in the house.
Yeah, it was Steve's buddy Dan Severin.
Yeah, Dan Severin.
And I went and I told him that. I said, trust me, where you're sitting, and you know, I do the same thing for concerts. Like I go often. The last couple that I went to, I wanted to sit in the 200 level. Row 1, 200 level. I'm high enough. Of course, I'd rather be 100 level for the concert, but you know, for a fight, I want to sit row one, 300 level instead of the floor row 10. And I told my brother that the last UFC that he went to, he was going to get floor seats about 8, 10, 12 rows back, whatever. And I talked him into sitting in the 100 level and seats where you can see. I went to the Royal Rumble and didn't see it. I was on the floor. I was on the floor seats. Thank you very much, WWE. They were credentialed, all that kind of stuff.
Scripted.
My son bought tickets. I think they were $120. He was in the 300 level, and he can tell you everything that happened in the Royal Rumble. I have no idea. I saw them run by me every time as they were going back into the locker room. Right. But you can't see, you know, and then everybody stands and get a suite.
And that's all about perspective. I mean, that's perspective, you know, same event. I mean, the rap song Drake, he talks about we're all in the same building, but we have different views, right? I mean, it's kind of like symbolic of life and everybody's equal and all that. But, you know, it's different based on how much money you make and what kind of exposure you have. And here you are in the back or, you know, with the wrestlers or near them coming down. You get to see them first before everybody else is revealed. But at the same time, you didn't get the full experience of what the fan got. You know, I think it'd be good for you to go back to a fan event, Randy, and just experience it. Not have any favoritism or connections. Just go for the pure love of whatever it is that you choose.
I would like to do that at some point. And I don't know the name that you mentioned. I think you meant to say Jimmy Brooks, right?
What do you mean, Jimmy Brooks?
You said somebody else's name about a song or something.
Oh, Drake. Drake had the song. Or he talks about we're in the same building, but we have different views.
Right. Well, I don't know who that is, but I think you meant to say Jimmy Brooks.
Okay. All right. Jimmy Brooks says that too, apparently.
You know who Jimmy Brooks is, right?
No.
This is one of those miracles that sometimes can happen. You know, if you concentrate, if you believe whatever you believe, you can pull off a Jimmy Brooks. Jimmy Brooks was a high school basketball player in Canada and was shot and was paralyzed. And now he is known as Drake.
Oh, Degrassi or what his name was?
Correct. Jimmy Brooks. Played,
he was an actor, right?
Right, right.
In Canada, right?
I just said that portion.
Okay, yeah.
And Rand, when he's talking about you experiencing this stuff as a fan, we're not talking about you bringing your cooler with drinks and your sandwiches. You're going to have to buy the hot dog that's $25.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
And you could complain about it, but you have.
Whole experience.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. You
actually buy your ticket in and stuff. That's what we're talking about, the whole nine yards.
We'll all hold our breath for that to happen. But I spent close to $80 on concession foods. At the Royal Rumble. I didn't eat for 3 days after to make up for the money that I spent at the Trump.
Who did you go there with? It wasn't me.
Well, it was myself, but like I just said,
$80.
Thanks for tuning in. I just said my son was there, so I, you know, bought him a little snack. That cost $35.
If you go to a media credentialed event, if you go as me, myself, and I, do you get three of the collectible Royal Rumble chairs to take home?
If you have tickets for those three seats or you're quick like Johnny Fairplay and able to grab them before somebody says you can't. All right, let's go ahead and a quick break. Coming to you live from the UFC Apex, getting all over UFC 300. We're going to start looking into some of these fights here shortly. We're expecting a few more guests to stop by. Maybe Primo or Slasher may call in as we're getting ready to head out to Nellis Air Force Base. And I don't know if we're going to fly in it, but I think we're going to sit in one of the Thunderbird jets. All right, we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioXone.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, driver of the number 14 AJ Foyt Racing Chevrolet, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Buffer, the voice of the UFC Octagon, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back up to you live from UFC Apex as we continue what's going to be a pretty epic couple days here. We got here on Monday, hung out with Mickey D, your drummer from the Scorpions. Yesterday, we drove out to Death Valley. We drove two and a half hours each way, Matt, just to take a picture from some sign that said it's the lowest place in the universe or something.
I mean, obviously, every time you travel, you go see local landmarks or waterfalls, like in Utah. I think it was called a Wedding Veil, is that what it was?
Bridal Veil, Wedding Veil, something like that.
But, I mean, do you how much of the exploration of, like, you know, history or monuments or state parks, how much of that plays into your decision on which UFC events or what sporting events to cover?
I'm going to say a little. I mean, not much. You know me, I'm lazy. I want to go do things, but I really don't. I don't want to spend money. I just want to eat. I want to sleep, you know. But I forced myself when we were in Salt Lake City to go to that, whatever it was called, Bridal Veil, Wedding Veil. And I was telling somebody, I spoke to the PR people from Comic-Con as it returns, I think it's in November, to the Tampa Convention Center. They also run them in Salt Lake City. I think he said Minnesota and Atlanta, and we're going to start doing some things with them. And I told him that that's one of my favorite spots that I've ever been to. So if you're ever in the area, you know, I would drive 2 hours. I would drive 3 hours to go back. You know, I've said this to you before. I don't like to go back the same place. You know, I barely want to go the first time, but, you know, if I do, that's cool and move on. Like, I will never go back to Death Valley. I know I didn't go where I was supposed to. I know I didn't go to all these great places that they said. To me, it wasn't spectacular. You know, that waterfall was spectacular. If I could talk my wife into going, because she doesn't like to travel, I would fly to Salt Lake just to go see that. But back to your original question, a lot of that does, you know, the first thing I look at is the card. And not necessarily, you know, well, it's the name, but not the name, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't have to be Connor. It doesn't have to be John Jones. It has to be intriguing fights, intriguing people. Okay. Fighters that we've had on the show, you know, win, lose, draw, it doesn't matter. You know, if they have a cool story, kind of, you know, WWE-ish, you know, if they're a good person and, you know, win, lose, or draw, I just want to go there and see them fight. That plays into it. I would be lying if I didn't say the cost of the transportation, the flight, the hotel, the, you know, all the other costs that's going to come up to it. You know, I've kind of changed over the years because I never expected Knockout Radio to get not only where it is now, but where it's going to continue to go. And I don't know if I said it on the air in the first hour. I know that I posted it. It appears, and I'm not going to say the WE word, because I don't know who WE is going to be right now. We're in negotiations. But it appears there will be a TV show coming.
Yeah. Congratulations,
right now, buddy. Right now, it's called Knockout Radio TV Show. No, Knockout TV Show. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
We're going to work on some details. We're going to work on some really cool stuff. Once our producer goes out and purchases with his own money, you know, more cameras, more equipment so that we can do the things we're going to do. What? So we can throw them? So now I've lost where I was talking about. But, oh, yeah, money.
No. I mean, you're talking about the TV show, and right. That's great. So, you know, my question was going back to more of like, when you're traveling and you're doing these events, are you the kind of person that wants to do a ton of events while you're in a city? Like, just knock them out, like checklist, like stop here, get a photo, get a photo, get a photo. Or do you like to go to like one thing and just really enjoy it and take it all in for, you know, if let's say you went to the Mojave Desert, they said there's three different locations that's where the tourists love or that's the most popular. I know in the Moab, when we went to the arches for the BKFC fight, you know, there was a couple different names, a double arch and different rock formations. But we didn't have time to go to all of them. So I was just like, let's just pick one, take a couple pictures, say we were here, keep it moving. So are you like me? Are you just kind of pop in, get a photo and keep it moving? Or are you take it all in and really appreciate it for what it is?
Again, it depends on what it is. You know, it depends. You know, like when we went to Death Valley, it wasn't impressive to me. So, yeah, let's take a photo. Let's get the heck out. You know, we've gone to Red Rock. You know, it's the same rocks. They haven't moved, but I continue going out just because it is unbelievably awesome. And there is so much to do. No, I'm not going to hike and any of that stuff. But, you know, I'll go out there numerous times. You know, we've gone to Valley of Fire, I think it's called. Incredible. And it's the same. It just, to me, it was more breathtaking. The drive to that waterfall was breathtaking. I didn't find Death Valley breathtaking. You know, it's this big salt. It's a lake that hasn't been there in 100 and some years. So a lot of it depends on what it is, how it hits me. But yes, I do look, you know, I'm considered or did consider going to the St. Louis UFC card. A, because it's St. Louis. You know, I've been in the arch, but it'd be cool. And I decided and chose, we're going, Steve and I, that is, when I say we, to the Newark card, June 1st.
All right.
Yeah. You're not asking. I noticed how you didn't ask me why I chose that one.
Chose Steve over me?
No. That's a given. That's not a choice. That's a given.
Oh, man.
On why we're going to the Newark card. I can't even tell you who's on the Newark card.
Yeah, who's on?
I have no idea. I'm going to the Newark card because it's 80% cheaper to fly into Philadelphia than it is to fly into Newark. So we're going to fly in. We get in at 8. We're going to hit 412 different Philadelphia cheesesteak places.
Right.
With Travis Thompson. Then we're going to drive to Newark. We're going to do all that. We'll get out of there about 2:30 in the morning. We'll drive back like we did last time, Steve and I. We'll go take pictures of the Rocky statue again. It's the same statue. It's the same photo. I'm sure I'll just wear a different 8-man strong shirt.
Right.
But so that is the answer to your question. Yes, I do look at all of those things.
Correct.
It's not even the Newark card. It's the UFC in Newark. I can go eat in Philadelphia. I can go do a couple cool things that interest me. And it's still us covering another event. You know, also, sure. Yes, I try to put in as many things, you know, while I'm here. You know, because it's true. While I'm on the plane, I'm already planning my exit to get the hell home. So I need to stay busy.
But the question is more like, are you enjoying the events for what they are? Do you get to spend enough time at each one to really get it so you can actually report on it? Like, because as much as we're a combat sports platform, we give fighters an opportunity to build their brands and help them get publicity for their fights. You know, we also talk about the food and the activities of each city and where we are and what we're doing. And so, you know, do you actually get to enjoy it, or is it just kind of a, hey, let me just take a picture, say I was here and keep it going? Like, do you stop and slow it down?
Again, a little of both. It depends on what it is. You know, we walked over that salt thing. We walked to the lake. Okay, whatever. Lady said, really, you're wearing flip-flops? I go, did you just meet me? Yeah, I go everywhere. I'm going to be at the wedding in flip-flops. That's what I do. So, yeah, I do try to take it in, but I do need to slow down. You know, and I say this all the time. You get slapped in the face yesterday or the day before, whenever, you know, the Bill Dudley passing, anybody passing, because it could happen at any time.
Right.
You know, it could be tomorrow. It could be in 10 years. It could be. And it's a shame that a lot of times people don't realize that until it's too late. Oh, I wished I would have. I wished I would have spent more time at home, you know, because I've been gone so long. I wish, you know, I always say I wouldn't change anything that I've ever done. But I'm starting to learn there are some things I wished I would have done differently. I wished I would have logged, you know, the shows that I did. I wish I, you know, back in the day when it was on 8-track, you know, and then on cassette. You know, I probably have 300 cassette tapes of old shows, you know, that we used to tape them all the time. The chance of me ever listening to a tape is none. But if I would have logged them better, you know, this is when I had Dusty. I would give anything to find that Dusty Rhodes interview and replay it and do all that kind of stuff. But I didn't keep proper, you know, so if I could tell anybody moving forward, you know, log everything, write down everything. I write a lot of stuff down and then forget where I put the paper.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, battery chargers. You know, how many battery chargers do I have? And I forget to bring them.
Yeah.
You know, so better, you know, whatever.
But I think even though, like, it's another process back from the camcorder days and, like, the actual film, where you'd have to go back and watch it on a cassette. You know, even in the digital world, I mean, every concert, everybody's watching the concert live, but they're looking at it through their cell phone.
You're really not watching it. You know, I've done it at the Scorpions, and then, you know, you're watching it, but you're not really enjoying it because you're concentrating on taping it. And then how many times do you really, I don't think I've ever rewatched any of the Scorpions, Kiss, any of that stuff, you know, that I've taped. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're hoping to get somebody here shortly. So let's hit the bottom of the hour break so we can stay on track. And scary as this may sound, let's see what Matt brings to the table when we return. Coming to you live from the UFC Apex, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone. 8-man strong, bucked up energy drink, and bioaccelerator. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
We are back now at the UFC Apex media event going down downstairs. Hoping to have a couple more athletes stop by. That, by the way, Matt, is one of my favorite liners from Herschel Walker.
No, I didn't really pay attention to it.
Well that's shocking. Well, he says, this is Herschel Walker telling all of you listening, you need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Well, so that's a great, valid question, though. Like, because me, personally, I'm programmed to, like, tune out commercials. And then, like, whenever I hear, like, either the liner or something come out of the break, to like say we're coming back, I'll jump in consciously. So like, I wonder how many people, now that technology has changed the way people get information, they record shows and like they can skip forward and like bypass all the commercials, or they just, you know, can streamline clips or whatever. But I mean, how important are commercials now, and how do we make them more important? Like, how do we make them stand out in an old technology of a delivery system?
Well, you know, I've dropped the ball because I used to do this, and I'm gonna do it again. I need to write a couple new commercials, and some giveaways that we have upcoming. Some autographed memorabilia, the raised tickets that we give away each and every week from FERC Sports Bar. I'm going to include them in commercials, so we're not going to talk much about other than the giveaways are going to be in the commercials to drive people to listen to the commercial. But no, you're right. A lot of times people. They do. That's when they go to the bathroom. That's when they go, you know, check their mail, you know, clean the puppy, you know, whatever.
And that's where Steve has been such a big help for the program, because making it digital, getting into the YouTube and the Facebook, and like the more sponsors that we get, the more exposure they're going to get, because now it's going to be in different ways that are current, right? And there's a lot of like legitimate legendary broadcasters like yourself that haven't kept up with the digital technology and the digital age.
Yeah.
And so now, like, the sponsors that we get, instead of just local restaurants and people that we know personally, just like you had a relationship with Coach Bill Dudley, now you're going to have a chance to, like, really take Knockout Radio global, where any sponsor, anybody is going to get recognition for listening to the show and being a part of the program. So it's a game changer, you know?
You are correct. All right, so we briefly touched base on the prelims. Let's go to the second round, which will be on ESPN Plus. Holly Holm, Kayla Harrison.
Can you believe that's on an undercard? Come on. Like, that's a super fight in itself.
a lot of pressure on both. You know, we had Cyborg on, you know, from the Super Bowl. Holly Holm, you know, what's going to happen? And this is one of those fights, honestly. No, I'm lying. You know, when people say, who do you like? Who do you think's going to win? Who? If I'm really not sure, that's a fight that I really want to watch. You know, I may say, and I've always said this, I may pick the wrong person. Calvin, you know, Cater against Aljamain Sterling. Just pick one. It doesn't even matter who you pick. Pick one of those two.
Cater.
Okay. So we say we're picking Cater. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for the sake of this conversation.
Right.
To me, I'm expecting him to win, and I'm not, you know, as invested, you know, because since I'm not a rooting as a fan, you know, we're doing the media thing. I want to see a good fight. And again, I'm not saying that's not going to be a good fight, but if I can't pick, you know, is Kayla Harrison as good as some think she is coming from another organization? I've always said, I'll take the veteran UFC fighter over a superstar coming from another organization because the UFC is the NFL, the granddaddy of them all.
Right.
Where is Holly Holm? I know she's ranked 5. You know, where is she? She's not, you know, when she won the title from Ronda. She's still good. Is Kayla as good as people think? Will Kayla be able to do to Holly what she's done to everybody else? That fight, yeah, to me is intriguing. I think, and this isn't, you know, deserving. Bo Nickel, I'm not saying him being on the main card is not deserving, because it is. But the hate that's going towards Bo Nickel, because what he's been doing, fast-tracking, you know, handling all these fighters, you know, so easily, that's intriguing, because eventually Bo Nickel's going to get stopped.
Yeah.
You know, right, there's
logic tells you that. I mean, that's inevitable.
How many fighters have ran the gamut undefeated? Habib. You know, I'm sure there's one or two others that I can't think of. So Bo Nickel may not be on Saturday, but eventually. Then just look at, not even necessarily the names. I'm just going to give you where, and you know where I stand with rankings and all that crap. But the fight after Bo Nickel, number 1 versus number 4, the fight after that, it's the Max Holloway, who's the number 2 flyweight. Okay, two numbers. Then the next two. Number 1 versus the champion. The main event. Number 1 versus the champion. How do you really pick? How do you pick Jamahal Hill and Alex Pereira?
I mean,
I'll wait.
I mean, it's a coin toss. I mean, both of them are so skilled in what they do. I love the matchup. Yeah, you're right. I mean, when you can't pick who's going to win or lose, that's what makes people tune in. And that's why it's so surprising that the Harrison fight, you know, is in home fight is actually on the undercard. I mean, that in itself is its own fight card, and they're the headliner all day long. So that's why I was so excited earlier about you being out in Vegas to feel that energy and like that experience from the fan side, because This is a super card.
Okay, we need to go hit this break real quick. I think we have an athlete walking in, so let's hit this break so we can stay on in case it happens, and then we can get back talking more about the card. So coming to you live from the UFC Apex, this is Knockout Radio.
It's Chuck the Ice Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
So I was just listening to Earth, Wind & Fire.
Is that who that is?
All right,
which one do you mean? Didn't you interview couple
all three?
Of,
yeah, all three.
Maurice passed away, but it was him, I believe, the big bass player that jams like he's heavy metal, which I believe was his brother, and then Philip Bailey. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Never knew who was Earth, who was Wind, and who was Fire, but... So, give me the one fight. If you could pick one fight.
Man, that's... It's so hard. I mean, look, I mean, you got in your co-main event is a women's strawweight title bout. I mean, we just saw it in NCAA women's basketball. Like, you know, women's sports was always kind of like not on the par of like the male sports. The UFC provided a platform for women to really be equal. I mean, look, Amanda Nunes and Valachenko and Johanna, you know, so many of these star, Rose Yamanutis, Ronda Rousey. I mean, yeah, they really...
I was going to reach through the phone lines and slap you as you're naming everybody else who, you know, have laid the groundwork. But, you know, not mentioning Ronda Rousey. Gina Carano, not in the UFC, but kind of was, you know, the starter. Cyborg. You know, I mean, there's a lot of them. But, yeah, when you didn't mention Ronda Rousey,
no, of course.
Reach through and choke.
But she was the trendsetter. I mean, she created this new... you know, a wave of young girls who now see it's possible to, you know, become a champion or to have a professional career in sports or combat. And for that to be what Rousey brought to the table, now to see it in the co-main event between two female fighters, both from China, right? I mean, you talk about the PI and like in developmental programs of like a feeder program of youth into like teen and to professional, you know, to have that on the co-main event is massive for the global appeal of the UFC.
And you're right when you said, Matt, you know, that Dana brought it forward, let's call it. It's like the women are in the same program, like say in basketball or golf or something like that. They're on a different day, different program, right?
Yeah. Look at producer Steve coming up with a good little tidbit.
Yeah. Well, we didn't ask him to think today, but that's okay. We'll keep him around.
Okay.
I love you, Stevie.
I'm going to edit that little part right there. That's the only clip today.
It's great. But no, I mean, come on, they're all bangers. I mean, you've got, look, you want to talk about fanfare and like the value or power of building a personal brand or social media? Mark Coleman is being like already slotted to present the baddest mother belt to the Justin Gaethje Max Holloway fight. The winner, you know, the fans want it, the crowd wants it, and the pressure building up. I'm sure the UFC is gonna have to give in. Like they're, it's the perfect guy in the perfect scenario with the perfect story of survival and being this hero, a bigger than life character, saving his parents from fire, and to honor him, to present that award, the storyline behind that is so big. Like, I don't think the UFC can not do that.
So, are you trying to imply
that now people are going to jump on the bandwagon of me saying Mark Coleman is the greatest heavyweight of all time? Does him, what he just did, kind of change people, even though one has nothing to do with the other? You know, what he did at UFC 11 and in that whole era, which I still think was dominating, it's unfortunate that we can't. I wonder if how realistic, I don't play video games, but how realistic would the video game be if, but everybody plays the games differently. So if the one gamer is a better gamer than the other, right? So whoever right. the better gamer is, playing Mark Coleman or playing John Jones, is most likely going to win that fight. So it really doesn't prove anything.
Well, it just proves that just like in real combat, there's always going to be a way to cheat. And one of the programmers probably has a code back like the old Contra, like up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start. You know, like you had cheat codes. So it's, I think.
Do you ever go to Disney and go to Toy Story? Have you ever wrote Toy Story?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay. A, in my opinion, yes, it's your opinion because you're the one giving it. It is the best ride in Orlando at Disney, at the Disney World 4.
Really?
You know, I've been to Universal in forever. Toy Story, to me, is my favorite. We do it over and over. I'll go there. It's Hollywood Studios. I go there just for that. I don't do anything but that. But there's cheat codes. So the first time I wrote it with Sean, he knew if you hit the little, it's like a snake on top of the house, it opens it up where you're getting like 10,000 instead of 100 every time.
Mm.
You know, there's a volcano. If you get the volcano to blow up, you know, you get to do, what is the object of those? When people don't know, you know what I'm saying? You either let everybody know, or why are you putting them in there? And let's be honest, how do you find it? No, I'm going to lie. How do you find it, you know, if you don't know? I mean, you're playing, so you know this character that's running across in front of the screen is going to give you points. But you hit the thing on top of a house that's not even moving. How would you know to hit that to get bonus points that don't exist?
Yeah. I mean, what about that for your fan experience? Go to Disney. I mean, it's, you're not media when you go to Disney, so you're kind of like a fan, but I'm sure you have like, you know, some kind of like express passes or something, like, or what changes the experience when you go to Disney?
What changes is my attitude once I get in the car to drive home.
Right, because it's excruciating, right?
Oh my God, I hate it. I hate it. I
hate
the traffic.
The anticipation and the build up going to it makes the travel and the discomfort of traffic and the distance and the hot sun, it makes it worth it because you know that at the end there's like a payoff of joy or excitement or experience for your family or for yourself. But then on the way back, it's a realization. Like, my wife is so great because our neighbor had a situation where they were talking about taking a trip to Detroit. And she was like, couldn't figure out how to do it. And so they wanted to drive to enjoy the experience, but the drive back was excruciating. So my wife says, look, why don't you drive up, take your time, slow, stop when you want to stop, enjoy the experience, and then fly back so you take away that agony. So it's a shorter distance to return. You just rent a car and go one way. So, you know,
we'll see how that does for me, because I'm doing that next week.
Maybe you have Thunderbirds drop you off. If they're doing a flight pattern overhead, you know, the Air Force Thunderbirds could pick you up in Tampa, drop you off or in Orlando, or actually come back, Orlando to Tampa.
I'm driving.
6 minutes.
I'm driving. No, honestly, I was shocked because we went fishing with Primo. And I don't remember if it was him or if I asked Slasher the day before. And you know, I asked them, do we use these names or do we call you by your real name? And I told him the story of Big Black, how he got so mad at me because I called him Christopher across the Hilton lobby. And he's like, you use my the other name. I don't know if he talked that way. And I'm like, you want me to yell Big Black across the thing? He goes, yes.
Why did you automatically go to that as his voice? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I do that all the time with text messages. I'll tell somebody, you know, Matt just said, blah, blah, blah. I go, I don't know if he talks that way, but that's how I'm reading it. So I asked one of them, how long does it take to fly the jet? Okay. From Tampa. Now, they were going to San Antonio and then they got back to Vegas yesterday. But I said to Vegas, I was shocked. And I don't know why they wouldn't have told me the truth, but they didn't say honestly. So maybe they didn't tell me the truth.
That's true.
They said 4 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Four hours to get to San Antonio?
No, to Vegas. From Tampa to Vegas, he said, like, just over 4 hours. That's what it takes in Southwest. Yeah, in the jet.
I mean, I thought the jets were, like, 1,300 miles per hour, like, you know, this incredibly fast.
I don't know if they fly that just, you know, like it's a commercial, you know, airline. He did say that, you know, they get refueled in the air. So, obviously, there's not a lot of fuel, you know, in those.
Are there speed limits in the sky?
There is, as a matter of fact. You know, there's so many people. Well, there's so many people in heaven now that, you know, they're watching and they have speed guns up there. And so, yeah, you may hit Superman up there. You may hit Wonder Woman in the invisible plane. You got to be careful.
Is there, like, restrictions on how fast you can fly? Like, if weren't you a controller in the Navy? Wasn't that part of your, like, operation job?
I was in that department. Control? Yes.
Yeah, so can you, if you just bought a plane, let's say it max out at, I don't know, 800 miles per hour, can you fly it max out? Because if you buy a car that can go 200 miles an hour, you got restrictions on, you know, that there's other people using the roads. There's other planes in the sky. If you're traveling at the Wild West speeds of just no restriction, no governing, is there a restriction on aircraft when it travels?
I never, you know, saw George Jetson get a speeding ticket when he was flying around in his space mobile. You know, so I don't know how that works.
I was just curious. I, you know, didn't really think about it until you brought it up. But
I'll tell you what. A, I'm going to forget the question, so you need to send it to me in written form. And when I go, we're headed to Dallas. We'll be out there in a couple hours. I will ask them. You know, it's shocking that you've come up with a fairly decent question where, you know, I asked something similar. How long did it take? I'm going to ask him, you know, is there, I would say no. Is there a speed limit in a hot air balloon?
I mean, it would be based on the wind current and the speed of the wind, right? I mean, so you really couldn't control your speed in a hot air balloon.
Well, sure you could.
You drop helium. I guess you could.
Yeah, you drop that sandbag, now you got less weight, and you're going to go faster.
Have you done that? Have you done a hot air balloon?
No.
Would you do it? I mean,
I think I would. You know, as long as I could bring a cooler, a Diet Coke, and a couple sandwiches. You know,
get that media treatment.
Well, you know, it's not like, you know, you have the flight attendant walk by in the hot air balloon offering you soda, you know, drinks and candy.
Right. I mean, I think it would be cool. But I mean, Albuquerque, obviously,
that's a big one.
A fight capital of the world. You know, legendary Jackson Wink. You know, they have the largest, like, hot air balloon festival in the year. I think it's October. We should go. And go up in the hot air balloon and experience the feeling, like what it's like to be. Because I think I would be terrified, just because you're in a basket floating above the earth. I mean,
you're gonna Skype in. Why are you gonna be terrified?
Yeah. Do they have Skype up there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you can reach my Wi-Fi up in the sky.
I mean, you're gonna go. Like we should go. You don't go anywhere.
No, we go. I'm saying we go. It's us. We're a team, guys. Listen, just like the fight fair, we're talking about the BNF chip belt on the line and by the pressure of, like, Mark Coleman. I think with the platform we have, if we put enough pressure on Randy, he should go to UFC 300 as a fan so he can get the full experience, and I'll replace him and take his media credential. And you know, you got people, you know, people out there, you know, the UFC front office, Randy, make it happen. Fans, chime in.
You're going to go in Randy's place. You're going to have a faster jet than a Thunderbird. I mean, you ain't just here.
A, no. B, I would not go to UFC 300 as a fan. I don't think I could afford it. And, you know, if you're telling me that I have to buy the ticket, this is a hot ticket.
Oh, I bet it's crazy.
You know, and the card is fantastic. The card is unbelievable. But I think it's more people jumping on. It's UFC 300. You know, I think people bought tickets. I think ticket brokers bought tickets and are reselling them, whatever, because of the number of UFC 300/301. And then we're going to, I think it's 303 and 305. We're already booked for.
And wow. You know, Randy has the money. He's hanging around people buying $2,300 handbags. Randy bought a car today.
I did buy a car.
Out of his back pocket.
I did buy a car.
I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, asking the bank, hey, can you help me out? You know, right out of his back pocket, he bought a car today. Started it today, bought it today.
I didn't start it today. But what's funny about the friend, you know, that was looking at purchasing this bag, rock star producer over here said, no, it was $2,300. And I'm like, no, dude, that bag was $23,000.
Wow.
A duffel bag to put my women's boxing gloves in.
You know, and I got something similar when I went in the military for free. It was very similar.
And what was that?
A bag that didn't cost $23,000. It just cost me 6 years of my life. All right, 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. We are at the top of the hour. More shenanigans and more Matt boring us all when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioExcite.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Another wave of severe weather sweeping parts of the South and Mississippi Valley today, where at least one person has now died and dozens of homes have been destroyed. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Jackson.
The primary concern here, of course, is flooding. Elsewhere, the concern are those powerful tornadoes that we have already seen. One overnight in Houston that leveled a church, and then another tornado in Louisiana.
Tornado warnings now in effect in several states. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking them.
There is a population of over 4.5 million people under this particular tornado watch. Over 1,400 schools and over 170 hospitals in this region. Everybody should be taking all kinds of precautions.
Donald Trump's now calling on Arizona lawmakers to change a law that criminalizes nearly all abortions in the state. The former president says it goes too far, but also defended the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Arizona's law makes no exceptions for rape or incest. Japan's prime minister is visiting the White House today for wide-ranging talks. CBS's Linda Kenyon is there.
They discussed security in the Pacific, economic partnership, and alliances in the face of ongoing international crises,
including our shared support for a ceasefire and a hostage deal, and urgent efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis.
The president also said Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is not doing enough to increase humanitarian aid into Gaza, including opening another access point in northern Gaza.
For the first time ever, the EPA set standards to get rid of harmful chemicals in our drinking water. Our Ben Tracy has more from L.A.
The EPA says this new rule will prevent thousands of deaths and reduce tens of thousands of serious illnesses. Now, there are about 15,000 different types of these human-made chemicals. They're used in everyday products, including food packaging, water-resistant clothing, nonstick cookware, and cosmetics.
Inflation's still up, and so are prices on everything from gas to groceries.
Inflation is so stubborn and so sticky, and people continue to pay more for monthly expenses, daily expenses. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at the fact that rent and gas drove more than half of March's inflation number.
This hurts. CBS's Jolene Kentz reports that an average $100 grocery run is now 33% higher, which means you're getting less than you did 5 years ago.
Disney parks in Florida and California will start cracking down on those who fake disabilities to skip lines of rides. Starting this summer, officials will ban guests for life if they take advantage of its policies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.